Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to the Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
Hey, everybody. And welcome to our Halloween show. I was telling Justin, I was like, yeah, the little pumpkin guys were basically riding around in a G-Wagon. Is that the future? Yes, it's the future.
Looks like it's our future.
But yeah, when I was at Target, no candy, nothing at all. So no one's going to get clearance candy. There's nothing. I was like kind of shocked that there was nothing. But yeah, candy corn. We discovered that a lot of the country, Florida, California, Texas,
loves like candy the one corn. Thing these like contentious places agree on.
It's candy corn, apparently. And then, yeah, so then some people eat the tip of the candy corn, the white part, or they eat the whole thing. Matt said that I would go for the tip first. So, but I mean, I haven't had what?
I don't know what you're about to say.
This was my costume that me and Matt talked about when I was young.
When he was a dragon warthog.
And a. I like Karate Kid, so I also did karate. And so, yeah, those are two of my costumes. Then I talked about also how I was a ghost at one point, a Casper, and then couldn't remember anything else that I was.
I do have to tell you, Clint also agreed that he liked candy corn because it sent him this meme about it being an abomination, the same one I sent you. And he goes, I like candy corn, sir. And I was like, well, it's still an abomination.
Chris says candy corn is the best, and I agree with Matt that cookies and cream Hershey's are the best.
Thank you, Chris, for listening to that episode. I'm like, okay, I'm good for a few years.
So I did say we're gonna play some games and some fun things. So this first one we're gonna do is called This or That Halloween Edition. So we're gonna go like to comparing two things. Our first one we're going to talk about is, would you rather trick or treat with Harry Styles or Troye Sivan?
Troye.
Yeah, I think I would go with Troye as well.
I mean, I appreciate Harry Styles being very like ally-ish, I guess. I mean, an ally, but like, I'm going to support our community.
Is would you rather go on a date at a haunted house or to a scary movie?
It's going to depend if I'm having a bad day with my anxiety. I don't usually get scared of things, so it's going to really depend on the person. Like sometimes, you know, like some people you just, they... I'll take the haunted house. You know what? I take the haunted house.
So I would choose haunted house, I think, because
now,
okay. So I love going to every time I'm in Orlando, I always go at Halloween or Christmas usually. And I love going to Halloween Horror Nights.
I don't like that.
Like I'm obsessed with it.
What did you just say?
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, I heard. What did you think? Totally did.
What did you think I said? I don't even know what it could have sounded like.
The audio split for a second, and all I heard was, I thought you indicated that you like hooked up at Halloween Horror Nights, and I was like, what? Wait, you what?
I never did do that, but it's a great idea. I don't actually know where you would do
Spooky
it.
Boners.
I feel like it would be very hard to do it there.
I've never had an interest in Halloween Horror Nights or anything like that because I don't want to go to that kind of haunted house. Like, I don't mind, like, you know, they have haunted houses like Allegheny and PA or everything that you can do the tours, but it's not like jump scare tours like that. Not like those kinds of haunted houses. So you go kind of explore and do your own thing. Like, they give you rules on what you can and can't do. And then, you know, and I think that would be really fun. I have a question, though. Now, when you go to Halloween Horror Nights, I know we love our beloved Justin and David. But if you go to Halloween to a haunted house, is Justin going to protect you or toss you to Freddy Krueger and run for himself? Are you going to go with Justin or me or Gabe?
I think he would. Well, would in he, real life, would he would go? Protect me. No, he wouldn't want to go. He doesn't really like that kind of thing. I don't even know if Gabe does either.
Good. Here's your options. Much.
I know. Okay, so we have another one of our this or that. So this is the last one that we have of this or that. But would you attend a Halloween party with Lil Nas X or Tom Daly?
Oh, Lil Nas X, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be so fun. Like, I think it would be really fun. I'm going to go. Tom Daly would be a bad time. I just, like, I think that. So this is just based on the personalities they put out. I think Lil Nas X's personality would, like, I'd be more likely to have fun and be just kind of out there and less anxious.
I would choose Tom Daly.
I mean, these are not bad choices. I mean, this is not lesser of the two evils. This is just one's my celebrity crush, you know?
I think I would also choose Tom Daly because he is shorter. And so, like, I want someone like my size go trick-or-treating. I think that would be fun. But there's always a place for someone who's taller. There's always a place for someone who's taller when you're going, what?
Cody, we're kind of all taller than you right here. So I hope.
I know. I feel like Tom Daly's like my height, though. So, like, anytime anybody's like my height, I'm like, oh my God, we're twinning. Okay, scary movies. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite scary movies, but I thought this was interesting. Someone like actually like calculated or measured some scary movies using science and what seemed to be the scariest movies. And they basically they checked your heart. They were monitoring people's heart rates while watching a movie. And the movie that was the ultimate horror movie, according to the science, was Sinister. That was the one that got people's heart moving the most.
Really? So I saw Sinister in theaters. There one lady at the second jump scare, or second or third, she finally was like, okay, I'm out. And she got up and walked out, and we all started giggling because she had squealed early on in the movie and we all almost died. And it was funny. Watching it at home is not a big deal, but I didn't think it was that scary. There was one or two moments, like that one where when Ethan Hawke's character turns and the little like dead girl is standing there and he doesn't see her. That got me in theaters the first time, like, because you know, you didn't know what was going to happen, but it was surprisingly violently not violent. Yeah. I didn't think, and the second one could have had a great concept, but I don't think it was executed well.
Number two was Insidious.
Meh.
Number three was The Conjuring.
I saw that in theaters, I've seen Insidious. I also saw The Conjuring in theaters. And The Conjuring in theaters was really good. I enjoyed that a lot.
Number four was Hereditary.
I know the movie. We just bought it. I haven't watched the whole thing, though.
Number five was Paranormal Activity. Number six was It.
Okay, so I saw It, the new It. I've seen both, actually. I saw the original TV movie. But when I saw the new It, I saw Chapter 1 in theaters. I saw Chapter 2 at home because I wanted to skip. I didn't want to see the opening scene of Chapter 2. I just couldn't get myself to watch it, so I did skip that. But I did see I saw Chapter 1 in theaters the week after we saw Annabelle Origins in theaters. And in theaters, it was intense. Like, but it was fun. I don't know why. It in theaters was so, had some good scares, but it was also fucking funny. Like the kids, the child actors were hilarious.
I liked It a lot. I haven't seen the second one of the newest ones. I haven't seen the second part. I saw the first part. Actually, at Comic-Con, we watched The Conjuring, the before it was released in theaters, so we got a preview of The Conjuring. But at
the
Conjuring,
original, like the first Conjuring movie?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Not Conjuring, Annabelle.
Oh, okay. So of the three Annabelle movies, the only one that I liked, I saw they were all three. The other two were okay. But the one that I really liked was, I think it was Origins, where it shows like her origins, even though it has nothing to do with the quote unquote real Annabelle. But the doll maker at his house, like that one in theaters was really intense because it relied on a lot of jumping out and scaring you and a lot of like getting in your head. I remember at one point, most of the theater just couldn't take anymore and their eyes were covered because they were so, because it, you know, if you remember in theaters, it was set up very well to be a theater movie. And I looked over at David at one point and he's sitting there like, I just can't do anymore. I can't.
Well, I think that's part of the experience of going to the movies with some of these horror movies, that it's like a collective, like just excitement, and it builds up and you all kind of feel it. But yeah, when we were watching the that movie premiere release beforehand, they had all of the kids from It. They were there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we got to do a Q&A with them, and they are funny in real life, not just on film and movies.
I've seen some of their interviews, and they their on-screen chemistry. So in It, if you remember, you know the scene where they're in the garage, and it shows they see It for the first time. So they didn't let them see, I think it's Bill Skarsgård that is It. They didn't let him see him in makeup and full thing until that scene because they were trying to scare them as genuinely as possible. And it looked really successful because it scared the ever-living shit out of these poor kids.
He is creepy outfit.
Oh my God, I saw his screen test. Without like the makeup, like where they were doing the looks and screen testing and like his facial expressions, the way he transforms on screen is, it's art, but
yeah,
and scary.
It's very scary. Number 7 was The Conjuring 2.
That was okay.
Number 8 was the gay icon, Babadook.
Oh, you mean Baba Shook?
Number 9 was The Descent. Did you like Babadook?
I didn't see it, actually.
I haven't seen it either.
I forgot about it.
I only saw the memes.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Maybe. And number 10 was... Yeah, we should do it. Yeah, do it together. The Descent was the number 10 movie that got people's heart rate moving the most. So now we're going to play Swipe Left, Swipe Right, Horror Edition. So... This should be exciting.
Oh, before we start, I never had Tinder. So is left yes or no?
Left is no. Right is yes.
Okay. Left is okay. Left bad. Okay. Okay.
Left is bad. Okay. So we are going to start off with our first swipe left, swipe right with Mike Myers.
Well,
I'm going to swipe left or right on him.
I don't know. If you put the Mariah Carey wig on him, maybe right. If you put a Mariah Carey wig on him, it creates a vision you can't unsee, by the way. You need to do that.
Okay, so here's a little insight before you choose. So the mask.
Oh, it's a William Shatner mask.
It's a William Shatner mask.
Are you annoyed that I knew that? I'm sorry.
No, well, I'm sure it was in the news a lot recently. But yeah, it's a Star Trek William Shatner mask, and they went in and cut the eyes bigger, did some stuff with the hair, and obviously, but when you look at it now, it's like, oh my God, that is William Shatner. Okay, but
maybe about 40 swipe years right. ago.
Swipe left or swipe right on Michael Myers.
You know, I'm gonna have to go right because you just know he's in great shape under all of that from 40 years of hunting for people.
I'm gonna swipe left. Swipe left on Michael Myers.
All right, well, who's next?
I mean, maybe y'all would have a good time.
Probably not, honestly. Probably nobody on this list am I gonna really have a good time with. They'll probably wind up on our podcast after. Like, I'm just pointing out what you set up here, babe.
Jason Voorhees. Swipe left or swipe right?
Left. because there's just no escaping that.
Let's swipe right. Let's swipe right.
Coming all on that date, all wet and gross. No, 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 no.
No. Okay. This was a makeup I was going to do, but I wasn't able to get it done in time. But a classic horror villain. Would you swipe left or swipe right for Freddy Krueger?
Oh, left. Left. No, don't fuck with my dreams. I have enough sleeping problems.
Nightmare. And then I don't know what he's going to do with his claws. Like, ooh, nowhere to put those. Okay. Our next contestant on swipe left, swipe right, is Leatherface.
Oh, wow. Man. I mean, I suppose if I'm like, you know, 21 years old in need of being like sawed in half.
Swipe left or swipe right on Pennywise.
Left. Left. Nope. Nope.
Right. Swipe right.
Really? On a 50 million year old demon? I can't even get you to fly to Texas to suck. You know what? Never mind.
I mean, do you see Pennywise's tongue?
Turn you into a fucking sock puppet.
Okay, our next one. Not necessarily a horror, I guess, villain, but someone who is around the Halloween season. None other than our favorite Miss Elvira.
We will have to swipe right on our beloved ally and recently out Elvira, revealing that
yes, she's
in a relationship for 20 years with the same woman.
Swipe right on Elvira. We mentioned some of our favorite candies, but there's a list of national trends for candies and what people enjoy the most throughout the Halloween season. And let me open it up. The list is: number one is Reese's. That was my favorite candy. Number two is Skittles, which is kind of shocking. Three was M&M's. Four is Starburst. Five is Hot Tamales. Six, Sour Patch Kids. Seven, Hershey Kisses. Eight, Snickers. Nine, Tootsie Pops. And 10, Candy Corn. This is the list of what sells the most, I guess. 60% of Americans love chocolate, prefer chocolate. 40% usually choose like a gummy candy. And then third, in general, is candy corn. Obviously, there's a lot of chocolates in here. But candy sales are up 48% this year. But yeah, and as we leave you, everybody, again, next week, we'll have a new episode of the podcast. Anyway, everyone, happy Halloween, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So, hey, guys, we want to remind everyone that you can keep in touch with us on all of our social media channels, whether that is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do all of that at The Coma Cast.
And we definitely love to interact and hear from all of our listeners. All of this is not possible without you guys.
And if you don't mind rating our podcast on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is, just leave a comment. It's greatly appreciated.
And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.